You are listening to Under Eternity Blue with DJ Arkstar on Spirit Plants Radio, broadcasting around the world at yahe.net, port 9000. Turn on, tune in. If you have an ear for acoustic guitars, twinkling chimes, the occasional bit of sitar, and lyrics that probably made far more sense to the author when writing the song than they do now, then you're in for a treat. Here, we will explore some of the ways folk music has been infused with psychedelic elements over the years. Often classified as acid or psych folk, this convergence, which gained footing in the mid to late 60s, weaves together a rich tapestry of organic instrumentation and deep psychedelic adventurism. And its seeds can be seen to have laid the foundation to all sorts of rock genres moving forward. So yes, we will get our fair share of chimes, sitars, flutes and bells, and even a backwards guitar here and there, as we explore some wonderful examples of psychedelic folk. Enjoy.
Stained glass shall rain. sleep. I think of places and times, of her and of when, and remember the problems of yesterday's rise. A diamond edge cuts my mind. So unreal to change my mind and refuse to believe what I really don't feel. A diamond edge cuts my mind. Thank you.
We started off with Thomas Rapp and his Pearls Before Swine project out of 1967 with the song Ballad to an Amber Lady. That was followed by Sad Benjamin by the band Time in 1968, and then we heard Just a Little Song by The Living Room from 1969. Easy to see how simple melodies, subtle instrumentation, and late 60s production techniques were coming together to produce haunting and inviting musical storytelling, even when the stories might fracture and dissolve before giving us any plot or sequence of events to follow. The inward soul-expanding experience was being captured all over music throughout the late 60s, and folk elements pervaded much of the even more popular song stylings. We'll keep things going here with a good example of that from the band Aura and their tune Fly from 1969.
Yeah. find a better day. So thank you.
Cauldron of Regeneration, a beautifully strange and twisted song by Book of Am that only scratches the surface of the complete folk-tinged weirdness on their album, Part One. Also from the same album, Book of Am is providing the musical bed that's running underneath me right now. Before that was the studio version of The Grateful Dead's Dark Star from 1969, which never made it onto an official studio release album. It showcases the only time at all that the Dead used a sitar in their music. The Dead did many things, not the least of which was fusing psychedelic and folk acoustic music. I go on at length about this band at the site www.deadlistening.com. Check it out if you're interested. And before that was Yesterday's Folk with I'm On My Way, a great tune from a band I can't find anything more about on or offline. It beautifully pushes the folk, psychedelic, and rock influences all into one. And leading the segment again was Fly by the more pop folk group Aura from their self-titled release in 1969. Getting right back to it, here's another great tune from a group I haven't been able to dig anything else up on, but what we do have is thoroughly enjoyable nonetheless. This is Montreal with the song Infinity.
If I took the time to tell you of the places I've been to, while searching for the treasure.
Child smile. Have you seen the same child cry? Have you seen a flower bloom? Have you seen the same flower fade? Live my life as if I had one to waste and another one to the same friend go. Have you felt love come? Have you felt the same love? Where my love is if I had never loved before and never will again.
Thank you. just one answer that comes to me. Sister lovers, what a brother. Try something new. If you're crazy too, I don't really see why can't we go on as three.
Thank you.
That last set of tunes started with Infinity by Montreal, and then we heard My Way to Be Hurt off of Oriental Sunshine's 1970 album dedicated to the bird we love, a really fine record that weaves folk psychedelia and mellow organic imagery with eastern flavors and easy vocals. After that, we heard Spring from Peter Walker's 1966 record Rainy Day Raga, a rather groundbreaking fusion of classically trained guitar playing with Indian influences, all heavily steeped in psychedelics. From there, we listened to David Crosby's song Triad, which was bumped from the release of the Byrds record, The Notorious Byrd Brothers, in 1968. It pushes the borders of folk on into rock, but still exudes that more stirring quality that so much good folk rock was drawing on at that time. And then, finishing off our psychedelic folk session, was the tune Soma by Dentalion's Chariot off of their 1967 release, Chariot Rising, a wonderfully diverse record that stretches across many facets of psychedelic music, not the least of which was this eerie, misty, sitar-tinged energy, which shows up on a few of the record's tunes nicely. Thanks for listening to this episode of Under Eternity Blue with DJ Arkstar, where we featured an exploration into psychedelic folk and the way its fingers creep into so many different types of music. You're enjoying this on Spirit Plants Radio, broadcasting round the world at yahe.net, port 9000. Turn on, tune in, and until next time, be well.